Girly Whirlies, welcome back to the Girly Whirly Show. I am so happy to be back. I feel like I neglected you for so long. I feel like I disappeared for a while, but we're back and I'm so happy you've all had your hot girl summer. I hope it was hot girl. I hope it wasn't too wild. I hope there was no heartbreaks. I hope it was all good vibes. I've had a hot girl summer, obviously as a taken woman, but taken women can have a hot girl summer. I've had a stunning summer, which I need to catch you up on. And I kind of just need to catch you up on life in general since I last spoke to you in April. So you'd obviously see, you know, all things going on my Instagram, TikTok, etc. But here on the podcast is where we have our chat. So I've been missing you and I've been missing that. And I do. I feel so bad for leaving you for so long. So it won't happen again. This is season two. And girlies, the most exciting part. I am so happy about this. I'm so excited about this. I am so excited to be partnered with Naked Fashion to bring you this season two of The Girly Whirly Show. One of my favorite ever clothing brands. You'll always find me in naked outfits, especially like on all my social media. Right now, I'm actually wearing a naked top, naked skirt. It's just always my favorite. Even more exciting, we have a discount code for you. So the code Girly Whirly will get you 30% off, excluding sales, for new and returning Naked customers for a limited time. And I've always been such a fan of Naked. The quality of their fabrics, the amazing designs they're always providing are just to die for. It is such a dream to be partnered with them. I'm so happy. And please make sure to shop their fabulous pieces at www.naked.com. And always let me know what you buy. I love seeing what you shop too. We're back bigger and better. We have someone very exciting who we'll chat to in a few minutes before or after I catch you up. But before I introduce our handsome guest, I guess maybe we'll just do a catch up on like where I'm at mentally, because I always spoke so openly and honestly with you about thoughts that were going through my brain every week. It was a weekly thing, and it's been months now of thoughts going through my brain and I haven't really been sharing it, and I overshare. We know that's how this podcast started, is oversharing is caring. And to be totally honest, while life has been so fab and I'm so grateful and like really enjoying things, my mental health did get to a lower point than before. Like the anxiety really kicked in. I was just having really anxious thoughts, really anxious days. Started off the year with a bit of a blow to my confidence, just like bad vibes at the beginning of the year, and that totally knocked my confidence. This is why I kind of ran away from the podcast a bit. It's like Oprah says, were you silent or were you silenced? And that's how I felt regarding my podcast. But I started therapy back, actually not long after I stopped the podcast. I started therapy because I just knew I'd done therapy in the past, but I wasn't very consistent with it. I didn't go back to her. She was a gem, but I just found a new gem, an angel. And the wildest part about it is this therapist that I found actually was my preschool teacher, like my creche teacher. And a lot of the therapy I'm wanting to do and I'm doing is inner child, like healing my inner child. And my therapist knew me as a child. So it's really cute. It's really special. It was just like such a coincidence that that happened. But as our episodes come out each week, I'm going to just be teaching you things that I'm learning through therapy and just through myself as always. Like that was the first season, was just me teaching you what I'm learning, how I deal with my inner thoughts, all the things I maybe I'm not healed from, I'm trying to heal from, all these kind of things, all the girly things that we all go through day to day life. And I just always want to be your sister that gets you through it. So I think it's time that we introduce my beautiful guest that's sitting in front of me. You might recognize his voice.
Probably don't.
It's my Sambe. Yeah, if they watch the YouTube, they'd know your voice.
Yeah, true.
Welcoming my gorgeous Sambe.
Thanks. Hi.
Welcome. So Sambe has never been on the podcast. So Sam is my gorgeous boyfriend that, again, like if you're on the social medias, you'd recognize Sam. And the name Sambe was just, has always been my nickname for him. It's kind of like Salt Bay, you know, the Salt Bay on TikTok. Yeah. Maybe it came from that. I'm not really sure. It's kind of like Girly Whirlies. Like me calling the girls Girly Whirlies just kind of came out of nowhere. So you girlies know him as Sambe. His family knows him as Sambe. My girls know him as Sambe. Everyone calls him Sambe. So, my darling, would you like to introduce yourself? Do you have much to say?
I'm Sam.
Oh, I am Sam.
I'm Sam. Sambe.
Your interests. You recently like golf.
I recently like golf. I've always liked golf. I'm just
you
trying to get
NFL.
into NFL, football, Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Obsessed with Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh, yeah. So
I'd say some of your fans are going to be like, who is this fella?
It's kind of like you're in a, you know, when you start a college and you're in a seminar and they're like, introduce yourself. And then you're like,
I was always so bad at that.
So like, what's bad. Your hobbies? So bad. And it's so embarrassing. And I used to, this is so embarrassing. The only thing, did you ever have to do the icebreaker of like, tell two truths and one lie?
No, what's that?
Oh my God. In a few seminars in like...
In UCD?
Yeah, when you'd start.
Yeah, I didn't show up to seminars.
Yeah. Oh, you're so good. So cool.
Go to class.
Oh my God, Sam Pei was way too cool for school.
I wasn't cool. I was
we were in UCD together. So this is... Okay, girlies, sorry. I always get derailed.
No, wait. I want to hear about this two truth and one lie thing.
Oh, sorry.
Good.
Sorry. What's the that? Two truth, one lie thing. So my mum was born in Australia and I lived in Australia when I was little. So I have an Australian passport. So that would be...
So are you trying to like spin it like which one's true and which one's a lie? Like you're trying to be funny like I'm from Australia and everyone's like that's clearly a lie.
Yeah, so I try and use... That was the only thing I could think of. Like, okay, try use that somewhat.
But you just wanted to tell people, oh, I have an Australian passport.
No, I was just going to say it was so embarrassing. It was definitely me just thinking that was so cool.
It is cool. That is interesting. You lived in Australia.
Like, but I don't know. Like, I don't know what I thought was going to be like... the things I just said were true, so I actually can't remember what I would have used as a lie. And then to think of that, it's like that's so embarrassing. Like, what did I tell people? Like, I was an Olympic swimmer or something. Fan mate.
Yeah, hear me.
Okay, so in season two, I wanted there to be an Ask Sam Bae segment. So. Yeah. No, in season one, I wanted to have Sam Bae on, but he never got on the podcast. We all know this girl's like, I was chaos. I was just recording in my bed. We have now upgraded season two. We are in a gorgeous studio. I was just chaos and I never got Sam Bae on. So this season two, we are welcoming the Ask Sam Bae segment. So every week, I obviously talk to you girls about things you ask me, things that are going through my brain. And I thought Sam Bae is great for the advice. My girls love to go to Sam for advice. He gives great chats. You're such a girls guy. Like, he loves the girlies. So I want to give the girls, you girly whirlies, the opportunity to ask for a male opinion in Sam. So maybe you don't have like a best guy friend or you just feel uncomfortable asking a guy, whatever. This is what Sam Bae is going to be here to do. So this episode, we're just introducing our Sam Bae. We're going to tell you how we met. We're just going to bring it back from the beginning. And then in all our next episodes is going to be an Ask Sam Bae segment. So you're going to be able to write in and ask our gorgeous Sam questions. But I think for episode one, let's tell the girlies how we met. And I'd like to start off by saying is I believe I manifested you.
Yeah, I think I'm the same with the 33.
The 33. So we'll start from the beginning. But girlies, this is kind of a... You can manifest. You can manifest these things. Now, yeah, I wasn't like, you know, lighting sage and like actively every day manifesting.
We did that on the balcony once.
Oh, we did in our new apartment. That was cute.
That was cute.
We saged the energy in the apartment. That was nice. But I wasn't like, I wasn't putting pictures of you in a fire and like manifesting you. Like, I wasn't casting spells.
Imagine it came out, you were doing that. I'd be gone. I'd be like, get out of here.
I wasn't casting spells. And like, I didn't know who I wanted was Sam. But I literally, so I was newly single. I wanted to be single for a while. Now, girls, me and Sam Bae just celebrated our 5-year anniversary in Electric Picnic. So we're all going to come back to this. So we celebrated 5-year anniversary. So take me back 5 years. I was newly single. After a second relationship, and I was like, okay, I need to be single for a while. I went from one relationship into another really quickly. Gal needs to be single, needs to live her life. Did she stay single for long? No, but I wasn't looking, I wasn't chasing, I didn't even think I was attracting. Like, it just wasn't on my mind to find anyone. But all I will say is when I was newly single, I was like, all I know is I want my next man to be XYZ. I want him to be like tall, big, this trait, kind to me, treats me like a princess, all these kind of traits and things, all these little details. No idea it was going to be Sam, obviously. But the funny thing is we did know each other for years before that.
Yeah.
So like, if you did want to spin the story and say that I like was lighting spells that I'd find you, it could be true because we knew each other for a long time.
We knew each other since you
were 14.
So.
14, like going to discos and like that kind of stuff. Now, we didn't know each other that well.
No, we weren't mates.
Yeah, like just friends of friends. Like, we'd see each other at parties, things like this. And we'd always have like the cute, like, hi, how are you? Like, just nice, friendly chat. Like, we weren't like best friends or friends. It was just like, we knew each other. You were cool. And you were a pretty girl. So then we're at Electric Picnic 5 years ago, me and the girlies. actually, I want to hear from your point of view first.
The story.
Yeah. Okay, girls, take it back. 5 years ago, Electric Picnic. I want to hear from Sam's point of view.
Yeah, the thing that's funny about it for me was that obviously we knew each other, liked each other, well, fancied each other.
Yeah,
I think
that's
it's
a good
fair
word
to say. Yeah. And then I was in relationships, you were in relationships.
But previously.
Previously, not at the thing. And then we were about newly single.
Yeah.
But I wasn't meant to go to Electric Picnic that year.
That's wild.
I got my ticket at like midnight the night before on the
wild.
Thursday.
Wild.
So we show up and then on the Sunday.
No, the showers.
Oh yeah,
Friday.
On Saturday.
Oh, Saturday. Yeah. I keep thinking, I say it's Friday and he's like, I wasn't showering on the Friday, I was showering on the Saturday. I just got there, Sophie. I was showering on a Saturday. So for anyone who doesn't know, Electric Picnic is obviously like Strat Valley, the fields, but you can go and get showers. So you would have queued for a while to get a shower.
Yeah, back then in the campsite.
Now, can't lie, like I would have done just like...
No one does that.
Baby wipe
just,
shower.
Yeah,
like I was not queuing for a shower, but... Sam, be cute for a shower and continue, darling.
So I went for a shower with my cousin.
Yeah.
You didn't... Together.
Like... Yeah, but that's what it sounded like.
Obviously, you didn't jump in a shower with Adam.
So
like...
your beautiful cousin Adam. Like,
so my beautiful cousin
Adam.
Adam.
He's so
gorgeous. He's an actor. He's beautiful.
Stunning human.
Yeah, so we go for a shower, walking back, run into you.
Yeah.
And three of the girls.
Yeah. Okay, so then my perspective, I bump into Sam. I see Sam walking towards me.
Yeah,
I think Adam might have been topless. I actually think Adam might have been. And like the two of you walking towards me and the girls, we were just like, oh my God. And I immediately was like, Sam is a bit of me. Like,
they were all like, Adam's a bit of me. Now it turns out that he's gay now.
Yeah.
Like, at the time.
At the time, the girls really thought they had a chance. And it was like, girls,
he's beautiful.
Be so for real. Oh, he's so beautiful. Yeah. And so the girls were like, Adam. And I was like, no, girls, Sam. Like, oh, Sam. So anyway, we walk away.
So it's a Saturday. I don't see you again on Saturday.
No, we don't see each other again on Saturday. I'm occupado, like, in my brain, like, texting some other person. Like, this stupid stuff. But it was so aligned that, like, someone I was meant to see, I didn't see, thank God. And then someone I shouldn't have saw, I saw. And, like, that kind of stuff. And then, so that was Saturday night. I didn't
see you at all on Saturday.
You did smooch someone.
I saw someone on Friday.
I didn't smooch anyone. Oh. My God.
It's an honest place. This is an honest space.
Honest circle. Okay, so you were busy.
So were you. You were chasing your ex.
I didn't kiss anybody. I didn't kiss anybody.
Okay, so you get to Sunday.
Then we get to Sunday. All my girls.
So all your girls are friends with all my lads.
Yeah.
That's
so
kind of how it.
All my girls are falling asleep like at pre-drinks. So I was like, girls, everybody wake your little asses up. We got to go. We got to go party. This is Sunday. Come on. And so I was like, everyone get a drink in their hand, let's play a game, and we're going to play a drinking game. And I was like, I'll start us off and I'm going to tell a secret and we're all going to tell a secret and drink every time someone says whatever. And so I was like, I want to tell a secret, and I was like, I want to kiss Sam. And all the girls were like, oh my God, yeah, like I see that, blah, 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 blah. And we were just like having a conversation, and the girls were like, I want to kiss Blair, I want to do blah, whatever. And then cue a text from your cousin saying, Sophie, come down to our tent. We're like in Jimi Hendrix campsite. Like, go left, go right. You'll find our gazebo. So I think he was interested in one of the girls. So then we...
You are interested in one of the girls.
Yeah. So we go down to the gazebo. We make our way down. And who's sitting in the gazebo is my Sam. And I was like, oh my God, girls, he's
here. There's
about
25 of us in there.
There
like,
was,
it
was a bit
busy
a
in that gazebo.
Big
gazebo.
And so I was like, oh my God, there's my Sam. And Laura, my best friend Laura, sits...
He's also probably one of my best mates.
Yeah, so best friend Laura sits down beside Sam and chewing his ear off. Like, that's our Laura. Just
yeah, like, we love our boyfriend and all. So we're just chatting about
and I was like, Laura... sake, would you move your little bum? I want to sit beside him. But like, she hadn't realized, like, neither, like, it just
no, we are literally just chatting.
Yeah,
like,
and then like, then Kate beside me was like, I'll move, and then there's a free seat beside you. So then Kjob moves, and then out of nowhere you get up and sit beside
me. I saw the seat was free.
We were kind of making eyes at each other.
I was the one that made the move. Oh. let's not play this game. I had no idea you're into me. Like,
okay, so you get up and sit down.
I was like, I'm
going
to go for this. I'd had just the right amount of alcohol. Like, I wasn't drunk.
No, you weren't.
I wasn't drunk at all, but I was like, do you know when you get like...
A bit of courage.
You're probably too confident. And I was like, I can
you weren't
can
too
to
confident.
Her. No, I wasn't cocky, but I was like, yeah, but I don't think I ever would have gone out. Like...
Oh, that's ridiculous. So he sits down beside me. You're kind of like... easily, like very easing in, stroking my leg, like flirting.
Yeah, hand on
like,
the knee. Was,
subtly, hand on the knee was like, I was like, oh,
yeah,
okay,
just
so this
know.
Is mutual. I probably kind of touched your arm a little bit. Then like we had a smooch and then like I gave you my number and then I say like 0833. And
yeah,
you
so
have,
the story about that was that.
It's your angel number.
Yeah, for like 8 months, I've seen number 33 ever and didn't know what it meant. But my mom is into all that type of stuff. Mm. So I was talking to her. She was like, look it up. Looked it up, 33 on the wall there.
My God, it was the weird, time, 33.
33, yeah. So I started seeing it everywhere and it was like, kind of like your business endeavors and your relationship, like trust in the number and all that stuff. And I was kind of like, okay, I didn't really believe in it or whatever. But then I kept seeing it everywhere, like just in the most random places. So me being me with tattoos, I went and got it tattooed on me.
I was just going to say, didn't really believe
in it. Yeah, I got a tattoo on me. Yeah. No, I started believing in it at this point. And then
so
we sit
down. So you have a big fat 33 on your forearm.
I have 33 on my
forearm. It's lovely, yeah.
So then we sit down together and we're chatting away. And I say, can I have your number?
Yeah.
Because you're like, oh, I have to go off.
Yeah.
You're kind of playing the chaos. I was like, hang out with me. And you're like, no, I have to go.
No, you're going to
Coots.
So
I was like, I was going to the Coots.
Yeah.
So I said, can I have your number? And you had a 33 in your number.
Oh,
and for me,
yeah.
That was, I was like, this is it.
And then he literally, I'm not joking, you texted Ben,
I texted my mom, I texted my mate.
Like,
yeah.
Started texting everyone, like, found my wife, like, wifey here.
I literally took a selfie of us while you were looking and said, I found my wife.
And then you were screenshotting my Instagrams and sending it to your mom. And I was like, whoa, this is wild. But in my brain, I was like, no, like, Sam's just like, you know.
But it wasn't, I wanted to come across like, it was never like intense. I hope it wasn't.
No, it
like,
was
just like, I think we both just fell real quick. Like, and it
we
was
were
like,
immediately so. And because we knew each other for years, like,
yeah,
we've had
so
crack
weird,
together. Like,
yeah.
We've had good fun together already. Like, we've had those fun moments together. But then this was like, oh, we're interested in each other.
Yeah.
So, no, it was really cute. And then I was like, ah, but like, this guy's such a player. Like, he just knows how to, like, in my head, I thought you were. Because you just, like, listen, you look like a fuckboy. I'm a cinnamon roll. Yeah. You know, it's like, looks like it could kill you. Looks like a cinnamon roll is a cinnamon roll. You're like,
if it walks like a duck and talks like a duck.
No, it's cinnamon roll. It's a TikTok thing. So you're
TikTok,
like,
okay.
It's like, you look like a fuckboy is a cinnamon roll.
Why is it a cinnamon roll?
Because it just means you're really cute and really sweet. You're good.
Oh, so I'm
boyfriend.
Not a fuckboy. I'm a cinnamon roll.
Yeah, but you look like one. Like, you have the vibes of tattoos, big, you know.
Yeah, I'm just a big softie.
He's a big softie. He's a big golden retriever boyfriend, which means he's just a little goofball and just loves everybody and wants to say hi to everybody. So anyway, oh my God. So we're going on and on and on. Then he goes to the Kooks. I go off with the girls and then we find each other again.
So yeah, we go off to the Kooks.
We went to Rave in the Forest together.
Yeah.
We stayed up till 6 talking. I was like, he's not going to text me. That was just a fun hangout, like cute smooch and chats. But we did talk all night long. Left on the Monday morning. You took my number. I was like, you're not going to text me. And you said, at 9 p.m. I'll text you and I'll say, how's the head? And then you text me at 4 or 5 saying, couldn't wait any longer. How's the head? And then that was it. That was us.
And then we were together.
Locked and loaded. So EP is our anniversary because like...
Now it is. Yeah.
It, like, it
Fourth
wasn't our first
September.
Time meeting. Like, we knew each other for years. And then, like, that was just the start of our relationship. So we don't really go by, like, when I was asked to be the girlfriend. Like, our anniversary just is, like, the anniversary of us meeting. So that is how I met my Sam Bae. Okay, so that's our love story.
That's our love story.
That will go on forever. But, okay, so this is why I wanted to share this. Is because I do get, like, there's a lot of, like, I need a boyfriend. I need a Sam Bae. Like, I want... that and I want this and how do you find this? And I genuinely am such a believer and I think you're the exact same. Like, we both wanted to be single.
Yeah,
we
it's the most annoying advice ever, where it's like, don't be looking, because like that's the same way when we went through the bad breakups or whatever and it was like, oh, it's around the corner. It's it. And you're like, okay, whatever.
Yes.
But it genuinely just appears.
You're like going through heartbreak and someone's telling you like, oh, it wasn't meant to be, time will heal. But it like couldn't be truer.
Yeah, like we just fell into it.
And like, that's the thing, is like, don't be chasing. Like, if you're constantly out looking around, scanning the room, constantly looking around for somebody, that's not how you find them. You will bump into them at a festival after they just showered. Like, it's weird random things, you know, like it's just, and it's when you least expect it. So I think if you're someone that's like wondering like, when am I going to find love? How have I not found love? Or why doesn't it work out for me? it might be that you're squeezing it too hard. Like, it's like a puppy. If you squeeze the puppy too hard, it's like, you're probably going to...
It's like Lenny from Of Mice and Men.
Exactly. Thank you. That's the reference. Well done. Yeah. Did you do that in third year as well?
Yeah, it's a good book.
Yeah, it was a great book. Very sad movie. I bawled that
the
movie.
Glove of Vaseline.
Oh, my God.
For his wife. That was a bit weird.
Oh, no, it was awful.
And then he shot him at the end. Sorry,
oh,
spoilers.
My God. No, it's the mouse. Selena. It's the little mouse. Yeah, so like, if you're just squeezing onto something too hard, like, you're not going to attract. Like, you're not going to get... You're actually just going to break it. Like, you're going to lose
it
or break it or suffocate it.
Yep.
So if you just, like, let things flow into your life without, like, obsessing over it and, like... You don't have to, like, when I say I manifested Sam, I wasn't journaling, I'm finding a man. That's the opposite of what you do. When I say manifest, I just mean, like, I believed the universe would bring me a really good human. So I wasn't like, I'm manifesting a twin flame. But, like, I think I knew the idea of, like, I just want that person that just gets me inside and out, is just like me in another, like me in a male form, but like we have our opposites, which are amazing, and opposites attract, but we are so similar too, and we're so aligned. Like, it just happens when you don't. No.
Yeah, and you just gotta let, I know, like, the universe, I'd be a believer in all
we
that
are
stuff.
Such universe believers.
Yeah, like my mum always said it. She was always like, if you order a pair of jeans, you're not sitting around waiting for them to come and wondering if they're gonna come, you know they're,
you
coming,
know they're coming,
so you just don't think about it.
So you place your orders from the universe. Like, I love
Tim
that.
Harry's a big one for it, and he's like, it's a door, like, just accept it. Like, when he was younger, there was a bike that he wanted and he couldn't afford it because the family didn't have any money. And then he came home, he just said, I want the bike. He believed he'd get the bike somehow.
Envisioned
himself riding the bike. And then just kind of left it up to the universe. And then he came home one day, it was in the living room because his friend had entered him into a competition that he didn't know. He won it. And like, his whole life has just been... He describes it as doors, they just open for him and he walks through it.
So interesting to listen to about manifesting.
It's like the 10 million for Dumb and Dumber.
Oh my God. Like, yeah, it's so it's like granting the wish from the universe and then just letting the, like,
just let it
stop.
Do its thing.
Not stop. Like, you have to work hard. And like, also, I forgot to say this funny thing about before we met Electric Picnic. I DM'd you.
The week before.
I DM'd you the week before the Electric Picnic that we met. And it was because Sam at the time had a really cool clothing brand with his college friends. And it was really cool, but it was like a college thing. Like, it just, you know, you all went your separate ways. But it was really cool at the time and it did really well. And I think at the time I was like, I want to start, like, I think...
You knew you wanted to do what you're doing. You just didn't know how to, like,
I knew I wanted to work for myself. I didn't know it was going to be like this. I didn't
know
I was going to be...
I didn't think
it was going to be me. I thought I was going to own a brand or something.
Yeah.
And so I texted you about, like, the website. You had your website that looks a website.
I could not believe it when your name popped up.
Really?
I was in the gym and I was like, lads, Sophie Murray's texting me. Everybody stop. And then I was like, how do you set up a website?
And
I was
then,
like, oh, for fuck's
sake. And then remember, you replied something completely different.
So you sent something to me. I got flustered, man. Oh, like, I was like, okay. And I was like, stopped what I was doing. I was with Jay and Jay. I was like, right, here, stop. And he's my coach. So he's very much like, don't look at your phone. Like, he gives out to me all the time. I'm terrible. And then I saw your name. I was like, mate, I need 5 minutes. And then I saw it and I just answered you completely wrong.
Yeah,
like, I just answered something else.
I think you just, I don't know, I think you just got really nervous. But then that was, and then that was it. I was like, cool, thanks so much.
And then I heard after, because your mum told me the first time. So then obviously we met and we went out. And then the first time I was meeting your family, we went for dinner. Week one. And your mum, I'd only met your mum. Had I met your mum? And she turned around and there was a big story about how long it took you to text me.
Oh my God.
I think I'd only met your mum.
Like, yeah, so I went up and sat on my mum's bed and I was like, this guy Sam, like, he's so cool and like, he has a business and I just want to ask him, like, it must have been me deep down, like, obviously just trying to get in with you, but like, I sat on her bed and I was like, what do I say? Like, how do I phrase it? And I was like, this
guy's... Yeah, because there was three of us and I think you knew the other two better.
Oh, no, that's not true. And I was like, yeah, I was just like, he's really cool. Like, I don't want to sound like an idiot, but like, I just want to ask him. And she was like, helping me send the text.
Yeah, and she tells me straight away.
Oh, Madre doesn't keep any secrets. Like if you're trying to play it cool, don't have Madre around. Yeah. She's like, oh, she loves you. She fancies you. But we love her for that because she's actually a great wing woman and matchmaker. Because she'll just like cut the bullshit and be like, you're into each other. Snog. Snog. But that was, I forgot about that too. So also, I think the message is send the DM.
Yeah, this stuff about
send the DM.
First, like, who makes the first move?
I think it's so dangerous.
Do it, like.
girlies, just a quick reminder that you can use my code GIRLYEARLY to get 30% off on Naked Fashion. They're my go-to for everything, my casual daytime to girls' night out, date night, all the glam. You'll always find your gorgeous outfits on there. I always get compliments or asked where something's from when I'm wearing Naked. And thank you again, Naked, for being our sponsor. We love you so much. Lots of exciting things are on the way. And always let me know what you're buying. I love to see your outfits. I love to see your choices. And thank you so much, Naked.
You look very cute. Your bob is beautiful.
Thank you. Oh my God, girlies, I have a bob.
She has a bob.
The YouTube girlies don't. I haven't been on YouTube since the bob. I need to update the girls on the bob. Yeah, okay, actually, can we talk about the bob?
We can talk about the bob.
Let's talk about the bob. Sorry, babe, we'll do some quick fire questions for you in a minute. But girls, that was another thing I just spoke to my therapist about. I cut off my hair, sounds so dramatic, but like I had long hair and I cut myself a bob and it was like the most liberating feeling of my life. Like I literally spoke to my therapist about how special it felt. But I then came off the pill. That's a whole YouTube video. Came off the pill and I realized a few months later I was losing hair and I lost hair. And that kind, I didn't let it be the end of the world if that was like 3 years ago. I'd be like, I'm losing hair. But I was like, oh God, like this is wild. I'm going to get some tape extensions. So I was losing like hairline hair because basically apparently your body thinks you're pregnant when you're on the pill. So then it's like I gave birth coming off the pill and then the hair fell out. So it's growing back. It's very much coming back and the bob is actually saving it too. But anyway, I had the tape extensions in and I just did not feel like me with the tape extensions in. I had them kind of long and like full and it just didn't feel like me. It didn't feel very real.
You were talking about it for a while.
About doing it, I was only to you. No, I was like, Sam, I just want to go short
for like a while.
I thought I'd do a long bob. I was like, I just want to cut it all off. Like, I hate my hair. I'm starting to hate my hair, and I just never hated my hair. And it just, I was like, I hate my hair. So I cut it all off, and it was the most liberating feeling ever. And it just felt like I kind of let go of like the old me who cared way too much or something. That might sound really silly because again, I know it's just hair. But then my therapist was like, no, it's not just hair. Like, it symbolizes something to you, and like, it just feels like I let go of the Sophie that cared so much. I actually thought I needed to keep my hair. I was like Samsung. I think that's my Samsung.
That's your man who cut off his hair and lost all his power. Did a Greek mythology nephew.
Sam fucking loves
I just love a little
is
analogy.
Is this Marvel or is this
Greek mythology?
Okay, so
isn't
stunning.
It?
God, you're like an encyclopedia, babe. So who is it?
Sam Son. Wasn't it Samson who cut off his hair?
Babe, I have no idea.
Oh, it's in the Bible.
No. Oh, it's in the Bible.
Samson confessed that he would lose his strength if my head was shaved. Sorry, it's from the Bible.
Oh, you're biblical today.
Yeah, fair enough.
So say that again, babe. He cut off his hair.
So Samson had really long hair.
Yeah.
It was a symbol between him and God. Mm. This turned very religious.
I love it. We're not religious. It's just
no, basically, he was strong and then he cut his hair and he lost his power. So when Fernando Torres cut his hair at Liverpool, they thought Evan called him Samson because he was unreal. And then he cut his hair and he was shit.
Well, why,
was shit.
Why are you telling me this, babe?
Oh, sorry. No, but you're killing it. Like, I did.
You're telling me the wrong myth here, babe. You're telling me the wrong way.
Yeah, no.
Okay, so no, let's see it as the mythology of like...
No, but it's worked. You've cut it off like a month ago.
And I feel great. Like, it's kind of like it let go of like just baggage. Like, I just feel like cutting away my hair was just like cutting an old...
And then you can see more of your face.
Part of me. And we can see more of my face.
Yeah, I like your face.
Yeah, you like the bob.
I love the bob. I think you look classy.
I actually think I might even go like a little bit shorter. Yeah, I might bring it up even a little bit. Yeah, I might do. I don't know. We'll see. But no, like it just felt great. It was like, I felt like a new woman. Like literally mentally, it like helped me. I know that sounds crazy because it's hair, but it did. So again, girlies, these are all these things that we're going to talk about more in depth, but we love a rebrand. We love a reinvention. Like if you're kind of feeling a bit meh, like you just want to switch up your look, like do it. Like just go for it. Like it really was kind of healing in a really weird way. It just felt like I was starting a new start. Of me, a new part of me, a new chapter. So anyway, okay, we'll finish with some quick fire questions.
Get me warmed up.
Let's get Sambe warmed up. What was your first kiss like?
My first kiss was shit.
Me too.
It was in someone's living room.
I got licked on the face. Yeah.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
Fifth class.
Sixth class.
You started young, sir.
When did you kiss first?
I think first year. No,
such
sorry.
A loser.
Sixth class going
no,
into
we
first
had
year.
The whole thing where it was like, we need to do this.
You had
before
to be
we got
done. Had to be done. You had to lose your virginity.
Virginity.
Is that the word? Okay, so you were a young one, and do you know who what? You don't have to tell the podcast, but you know who they were?
Yeah.
Do I know who they were?
No.
Okay.
In my primary school, like, I was in a mixed school.
Cute. I don't think you'd know who mine is, but I got licked in the face.
That's cute.
It was dark. It was a cinema. Like, it was just not the vibe.
Oh, no, we are like lunchtime.
But I have to say, after I did it, it felt liberating. It was like, I'm going to do this again. Like, getting it done for the first time was like...
I'm an adult now.
Like, I'm ready You're still 12. I'm ready to kiss everybody at the disco. What's your idea of a perfect date?
My idea of a perfect date?
Yeah, because, like, we all know mine. Like, I want to dinner and, like, glam and, like...
Yeah, see, I'm not picky, man.
You're very chill.
Like, I like going for coffee and dinner with you and stuff. Like, I'm not going to be like, oh, like, a Spurs game. Because, like, no.
I think you'd love that, though. You'd eat
No, I would love it. But a perfect day for me and you would be, like... What was our best day ever?
Day or date?
Both, I suppose. Date.
But other than... But, like, okay, I feel like Electric Picnic doesn't count, even though, like,
It's not a date.
Yeah. Okay, day.
Date.
I would say...
Date.
I think our first... Or was it our first date or when we when you brought me to dinner? Yeah,
and then we got the hotel.
That was so cute. But then, like, when you travel, like when we go to Paris and like we're on a dinner date, like that's fabulous. Like, you know, the way sometimes I can't think of a date right now because it feels like we do
the one
all
in Paris
time.
Was really nice where I was having the Emirates hours.
Was that Gigi?
I can't remember.
Oh,
and
no.
Now the museum or something. Do you remember it was part of the museum or something and the people were sitting next to us and they got the pizza for the starter?
Yeah, that was Gigi.
Was that Gigi?
That was Gigi. That was
fabulous. That was a really weird piece of information.
That was Gigi.
It was just something
a bad boy piece of information. No, it was just funny. Yeah, we just enjoyed. We were like loving our food.
That was part of
we
the museum. Or something. No. Remember to walk into the...
Oh, into like some kind of ballroom gallery type thing. Anyway, who's your celebrity crush?
Okay. Can you guess my celebrity crush?
I know two.
I have... Definitely got two.
Yeah. Go.
I do have a third guess.
Oh, I know. They're Margot Robbie, Mila Kunis. Oh, who's the third one? Is she blonde?
Do I still have a third one?
Who are you going to say? It's not going to upset me, babe. I don't care.
I'm not worried about upsetting you. I do have a third one, and I can't remember. I love Natalie. Now that I'm on a Star Wars buzz.
Oh,
at
you're
the
obsessed with Natalie.
Natalie Portman in
yeah,
Star Wars
gorgeous.
Is Padme.
That's
like,
okay. Yeah, she's stunning. Who's mine?
Who's yours? Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
You're fucking obsessed with Justin
It's me. Just like Bieber fever. Like, you know, it was a young age.
Yeah, but you're 27. No, I love Bieber and Harry.
Oh, we love Harry. We
love
Harry.
Billie Eilish is a little bit old now. I love
Billie Eilish. Girlies, we're going to start wrapping it up here. So you're going to hear so much more of Sambe in the next episode.
Yeah, you're
going to
be sick
exciting.
Of me.
Every week, girlies, we're getting a bit of Sambe. It's so fun. So exciting. So it's Girly Whirlies featuring our Sambe. And he is ours. We share him. He's a part of the Girly Whirlies. And that's how we want you to feel, is that you can send us in a text, email, whatever, with your dilemma or your problem. And obviously, myself and Sam are going to chat about it. But it's just so you know, you're going to get a little male perspective on it too. Actually, okay, Sambe, this is our outro.
Okay.
Because next week's Ask Sambe question... Because I want to know, and while I was away with the girls, like we saw a lot of cheating. We saw a lot of stuff going on, a lot of rings on fingers with women that weren't their women kind of stuff. So the question for Sambe, and we're going to talk about it next week, is I want all the goss on lads' night outs. Like, I want all the goss on for the girlies. I want the girlies to know what goes on. And that's going to be next week's episode. As
a little bit next week's episode.
No,
I can't be getting the lads in trouble.
No,
like.
You're not going to be getting the lads in trouble. I just mean we're going to hear from you a little bit on lads cheating because I just saw it all.
People cheating. Not just lads.
Girls do it too. But personally in London, I just saw a lot of men doing things they weren't supposed to be doing.
Yeah, lads
which
are dickheads.
I'll spill all the tea, girls. I'll tell you that all next week because we saw a lot of wild stuff in London. Okay. Girly Whirlies, I love you so much. It feels so good to be back. I've missed you and I won't go away again, I swear. So welcome back to season 2 and we'll be back next week. What would you like to say to the girlies?
Thanks for having me, guys. And aww. I can't wait to spend the season with
Yay! I love having you sitting there across from me.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's so nice.
Yeah, we actually get to hang out.
We get to hang out as if you say that like we don't.
We don't hang out. We don't even live together. It's all a lie.
You're literally going to see your sarcasm sometimes.
I know,
it
doesn't come across. We do
very
hang out,
much
we live
together.
We're still together.
We're literally 5 years together, living together 2 years. Okay, stop making up lies.
Yeah.
Anyway, girlies, we'll love you and leave you. We love you so much. Give me a
love
little.
You guys.
Give me a little. It's like a little nails to each other. Love you. We love you, girly whirlies. And we'll see you next week.
See you next week, guys. Love you.
Bye. Bye.